That's right. That's right.
And what's the best way to identify you for this story or for, yeah, for the story?
I am the project manager for Lloyd Neighbors Demolition on this.
Project manager for Lloyd's Demolition. All right, Josh. So, we all know that the Capital One Tower, an iconic building in Lake Charles, but unfortunately it's got to come down to the ground because of the damage it sustained from Hurricane Laura. Just your overall thoughts on this project, taking down something that is a big part of Lake Charles skyline.
It's a big deal for Lake Charles. It's a big deal for our company, to be honest with you. This is the tallest building that we've ever demolished. And so this is new territory for us. And the city of Lake Charles has been very helpful. They're ready to get this thing down as well. So they've been very cooperative with us in helping us get permits and get things arranged so that we can get this done. And officers and all that sort of stuff so that we can make this a successful implosion day.
How many floors are we looking at, or how tall is the building?
It's a 21-story building. To the top of the building itself is about 315 feet. And then if you add the radio tower, you're looking at 375 feet.
So I don't know if this is the right way to ask this question, but how many sticks of dynamite is it going to take to bring it down?
I don't know. that, you know, we're the lead demolition contractor on this one. The explosives work has been subbed out to CDI, Controlled Demolition Incorporated. And so they've designed the shot, and they're a subcontractor to us. So I don't know how many pounds of dynamite are in there or how many sticks there are. So, I don't even know the answer to that question. Enough.
But it's going to come straight down, right? Once it comes down?
It's going to come basically straight down and then fall to the north. And we're expecting it to cover about 50 to 75% of the parking lot that's right in front of it. And we're expecting the debris pile to be approximately 4 to 6 stories tall at the end of the day.
Are there any kind of unique challenges with this building other than it's just very tall?
Yeah, it's very tall. It is, of course, it's located in Lake Charles, Louisiana, which is a place that is hot and humid. And so that's been a challenge, just making sure our guys stay hydrated and get plenty of rest. And with the schedule that we're on, we've just had to really watch our guys. We got a tight deadline to meet and have had for the last several months. And so, it being, hot and humid, stuff like that. The building itself, though, isn't totally unique. I mean, it's got a concrete core. It's got steel columns around the outside. And so it's right up CDI's alley. They've done tons of building just like this. And so it's been a team effort, and we've got the thing done. So we're looking forward to Saturday.
When is the actual implosion?
We're aiming for 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, Saturday the 7th of September.
Got it. Okay. So what kind of work has been done so far? What kind of work has been done to get to this point?
Yeah. So, starting back in May, we had all the asbestos that was present in the building. All that was abated back in May and June. And then all the universal waste was removed from the building, stuff like smoke alarms and mercury thermostats and stuff like that was removed from the building. In June, our crews started working in the building to basically gut all the soft strip interior, get all that stuff out of there. That just helps with debris cleanup and making it easier to segregate at the end of the day. We had to do some shear wall modifications. So the concrete core of the building, we had to do some modifications to that to assist in the loading of the dynamite and explosives. And then just a lot of wrapping and protectionary measures to make sure that when the explosions go off, that there's not debris and fly rock going everywhere. That will be contained by the building itself and the protectionary measures that we put in place.
Is there an area for people to watch it come down?
So we have an exclusion zone, and that exclusion zone is available from the city of Lake Charles. They put it out. KPLC, I know, has it on their website as well. And we don't have an official designated viewing area, but as long as people are outside that red line on that exclusion zone map, they are safe and good to do that from there. And the city has also just put out that they request that people be respective of private property and stuff like that.
And then finally, I guess once it's down, then how much work is it going to take to get all that rubble out of there?
A lot of work. We have a lot of excavators that are going to be on site over the next probably 3 months, probably by around the end of the year, we'll be wrapping this thing up. And so we're going to have excavators on site with the different attachments, shears for the steel, grapples for loading. And so we'll have all sorts of equipment on site to be able to take care of that. And like I said, it's going to be a work in progress. It's going to take approximately 3 full months to do that cleanup.
Very good. Thanks a lot, Josh. Very interesting story. I appreciate your time, and good luck on Saturday. I guess there's no chance it could get postponed. Huh? I think the weather looks pretty good Saturday morning.
Yeah, the weather looks really good. Weather really wouldn't affect it unless it was some serious event like a hurricane or a massive lightning storm. You know, even a lightning storm, though, we would just wait till the lightning passed, and then we would do it, you know, later on that morning. But as of right now, everything looks great for 8 a.m. this Saturday.
Very good. Thanks a lot. I appreciate your time, Josh.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem at all, Jeff.
You have a good day, man.
All right, you do the same.
Bye-bye.